One more time. Amen. How many of you know this morning that God is our peace today? Amen. He is. He is. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go over again to Isaiah chapter 24. Well, Isaiah chapter 26. 26. Amen. We're going to jump right in this morning. And again, it says this in verse 3. It says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Amen. The word says here is that God will keep us in perfect peace, perfect soundness of mind. That's God's responsibility to keep us in perfect peace. But then we have a part to play also, huh? And that part is keeping our mind on him, huh? Hello, how many of you know this morning that we can keep our mind where we want to keep it, huh? We let our mind go places that we want it to go. Hello, but the word of God declares that we are to meditate and consistently think on the word of God and keep the word of God just going on the inside of us to help keep our focus on him. One of the things that really came alive to me when I was in the hospital dealing with COVID was just the fatherhood of God and how much provision has already been made. Amen. Glory to God. You know, again, I told you a little bit last week that I kind of struggled trying to do things to make it happen. And he kept talking to me about, "I've already done this. This is already done. Stop struggling and just receive what's already been done." Keep your mind, in other words. Keep your mind. If you keep your focus, keep your mind on me. Listen, I'm going to keep you at peace. Why? Because God is saying, "I'm going to show you the provision that I've already made for you. I'm going to show you the path of life that I've already that I've already marked out for you. I'm going to show you the doors. I'm going to show you the avenues, the thing that I've already opened up for you. I'm going to show you the table that I have prepared for you before the enemy ever showed up. I made a meal for you before the enemy ever came into existence. I made a meal for you. I made a plan for you." Listen, if you keep your focus on that, everything's going to be all right. Amen. Things are going to come out way better than what you expect. Amen. Because your focus is on the great I am.
Amen.
Somebody shout, "Keep your focus. Keep your focus. Keep your focus." Amen. Keep it on him. Woo. Keep it on him. Watch him. He exceeds our expectations. Glory to God. Amen. And one of the ways that he does that, I want you to look over at Isaiah 48 this morning. Isaiah 48. Keeping my mind on the Lord. Amen. By keeping our mind on him, there's a peace that he provides. Amen. It says here in Isaiah 48, starting at verse 17, says this: "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit." That's enough. That's enough to roll around on the floor. Amen. Just focusing right there. Amen. That's enough to keep us. Amen. He says, "Thus saith the Lord, thy what? Thy Redeemer." Aren't you glad that he's Redeemer today? Aren't you glad that the price has been paid in full? Amen. No matter how much the enemy might try to bring up sins or whatever we've done wrong, we have a Redeemer that's paid the price in full. Amen. And the enemy can't change his position. Amen. He is the Redeemer. Woo! He is the Holy One of Israel. He says, "I am the Lord thy God." Somebody say, "He's my God." Amen. Let's make this thing personal today. "I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit." Anybody glad that you can move forward? You don't have to stay in the same place. Amen. Don't have to stay stagnant. Glory to God. He teaches. He's teaching. He's the teacher. All right, praise the Lord. Amen. He's teaching us how to forget old mindsets. Huh? Teaching us how to move forward in his plan. Teaching us how to move forward in his call. Teaching us how to move forward in his purpose. Amen. Teaching us to think like he thinks. Amen. The scripture says, the word says that the earth is the Lord's. Y'all have to excuse me this one. I'm just a little bit happy. The scripture says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. How many of you know that God just does not think small? Amen. Whenever he gets his hands in stuff, it's going to expand.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. As he gets his hands in our life, we're going to expand. Amen. We're going to increase. Amen. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is God's doing. Amen. If it was family or the devil or whatever, that just keep us broke, disgusted. Amen. And in the same place they're in. But God is my everything. Amen. And he's teaching us to prosper, to prosper, to prosper, to prosper, prosper, prosper. I'm not cussing this morning. Come on. Prosper. He's teaching us how to do this. All right. Which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Verse 18 says, oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments. Then had thy peace been as a what? Huh? How many of you know the song just wasn't made up? I got peace like a river. That's scripture. Amen. God said, I'll give you peace. You could have had. Israel didn't take it, but we taking it. We're taking peace like a river. Like a river. Somebody say, like a river. It's not a little bitty trickle, little creek running by the side of the house. This is a river of this is a river of peace that is flowing to us. Glory to God, living on the inside of us. He said, I'm giving it to you. I'm giving you this peace. Ha! Come on, remember over in John, Jesus said, my peace, I'm leaving with you. Huh? So that means we can face adversity. Jesus faced the cross and he was peaceful about it. Amen. We're going all the way through with this thing. Amen. You know, a lot of times we have such limited vision. And it just wasn't about Jesus dying on the cross, but it was about us being in him when he died on the cross. It was expansion happening when the one died. One died for all. So we now all have access. Y'all come on and work with me this morning. Come on and work with me this morning. Amen. Amen. The one did it that we could all have access into the plans, into the purposes of God. Amen. And we can be peaceful about following the plan of God. We see how Jesus did it and where he is seated right now and what he's working with right now. That ought to put a little bit of excitement on the inside of you about your future when we see him face to face. That is not going to be something that diminishes. It's reward time. Amen. But we don't have to wait until the sweet by and by to get some rewards. Amen. We can have rewards in the sweet now and now. Amen. Why is it sweet now and now? Because we know how to walk in peace. We know how to be blessed and walk in peace. Hallelujah. Somebody say that this morning. I know how to be blessed and walk in peace. Say it again. I know how to be blessed and walk in peace. Because everybody ain't going to be happy about you being blessed. Everybody's not going to be happy about you increasing. I remember just a couple of years ago, somebody blessed me with a truck. Brother didn't know he looked good in a truck, but I look good in the truck. I thought I was a luxury car man. Hello, somebody. Amen. Don't worry, Brother Jesse. I'm not going to steal yours. But somebody blessed me with a truck, and I got back home, and one of my family members said, They're going to come after that truck. Yeah. And our house is by a creek, huh? And they said that truck's probably going to get washed down the stream one day. Why? Okay, all right. It is just absolutely amazing the things that people come up with. What are they doing? They're listening to the devil. So, you know, I don't leave my stuff for them to take care of. But anyhow, because they'll let it gently down the stream, huh? Marilyn, told you it was going to get wild. Anyhow, but in the midst of being blessed, there were people who would say things, people who would do things to try to bring you out of your place of enjoying the blessing of the Lord. The scripture says that the blessing of the Lord... Excuse me this morning. I am like, that the blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. No sorrow with it. No sorrow with it. Amen. If I don't have no sorrow, I got some peace going on. Jesus said, I mean, the word says here, amen, that we have peace like a river. Somebody shout river. Amen. Now, you know, the scripture talks about when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, amen, that he would be a river on the inside of us. Amen. Now, we talk about the Holy Ghost being a river, but the word says that there are rivers, yes, with an S, of living water, yes, on the inside. And peace is one of those rivers. Amen. Joy is there. Hello. But peace is there also. Hello, it's good when you got one river going, but when you start combining these things, there is nothing that can stop this mighty move. Amen. We got the joy river and we got the peace river flowing together. Flowing together. Why are you not going to be stopped? Because there are mighty rivers that are flowing on the inside of you. Amen. You're not going to be stopped. You're not going to be hindered. Amen. Glory to God. Wherever the river goes, it makes its own path. Amen. A river can cut through stuff. Hello? Water can make a path through stuff. I won't go into that this morning. Amen. But there's a path maker on the inside of you. Hallelujah. There are avenues on the inside of you that the life of God on the inside of you will open up ways, open up doors, and not just small ones, but big ones. Yes. Big ones. Yes. I remember my first time going to Niagara Falls. And it's so much water that you can't even hear yourself think hardly. Isn't it wonderful that we have Niagara? All right, amen. Niagara's living on the inside of us. There's such a rich flow that's on the inside of us of the peace of God, of the joy of God. Amen. It's nothing that can stop that water from flowing over the falls. Hello? It just keeps going. Amen. Just trying to let you know this morning that what's on the inside of you is going to keep going. Amen. One more time. What's on the inside of you this morning is going to keep going. How long has Niagara been running? A long time now. Amen. And that vision and that purpose that's on the inside of you is running, and everything that you need to be the success that God has called you to be is on the inside of you. Glory to God. Amen. There are rivers of living water on the inside of you. Another story about the man who wrote the song, It Is Well With My Soul. Any of you all remember that old hymn? And the verse says, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll. Well, one of the things that happened with the man that wrote this song is that four of his daughters got killed, got drowned out in a boat. And he rowed out to where they got drowned at. And those words came to him, the scripture came to him. When peace like a river, sorrows come, things come, but then peace comes like a river. Those billows are the storms of life that come. Anybody like the ocean besides me? I like standing on the beach watching the water. A brother don't necessarily like being in the water, but I like watching the waves, huh? And how many of you know that the waves are occasional, huh? Those are the billows of life. They come in and they break on us occasionally, but there is a continual flow of the river that swallows up the billows. Amen. And so as he was there, amen, he reminded himself that even though the billows come, there's peace like a river that is living on the inside of me. And those are the times that we need to make a demand. Come on. It's when life gets tough, when the billows are raging, when they're coming at us, we need to remind ourselves that there is a river. There is a river of peace. There is a river of peace. Small decisions, big decisions. Hello, somebody. There's a river. There's a river. There's a river of peace. Amen. That comes along with that decision-making process. It comes right with us. Amen. Just like joy comes with it, peace comes with it also. Amen. Hand in hand, they're working together on your behalf, on your benefit. Joy and peace are working for you today. Amen. Given to you by your Father. Not in small increments. You know, I'll say this, and I got to move on quick this morning. I say this, when I went to Bible school, it was like a supernatural leading to go to Bible school. The Lord spoke some things to me specifically. You know, I really heard the voice of the Lord clear. I wish it was like that every day. Huh? I wish he would just say specific stuff every day. And I'd probably act a lot better. But that was more of a supernatural, more of a spectacular leading going that way. But many times how the Lord leads us will be through the peace and through the joy. This just seems right. This just seems good. Let's do this. Let's do this. And it's like, why? Because it just seems good. Huh? Because that's where the peace is leading me. Hello? Huh? Some people, well, anyway, I better leave that alone. But there are people who wonder why you move away from family. It's just the peace about it. Just the joy about it. Amen. Good to see you on occasion. Amen. But again, there are things that God has planned and God has designed. And sometimes and I use family as an illustration because that can be a hard hurdle to get over. Huh? And following the plan. But when you have peace about moving with God and following the plan of God, amen, you just follow that, please. You don't have the explanation that they want. Come on, when I moved to Oklahoma, I had offers for my music degree to be paid for. I had offers for my engineering degree to be paid for. I had offers to be elevated in the denomination that I was in. And all that was standing at the door. When I went to Oklahoma and heard Brother Hagin speak for an hour, and it's like, okay, I'm supposed to be at a non-accredited school 1,000 miles away from home. And when I leave this place, all I have is a certificate. Well, to the natural mind, how many of you know that makes absolutely no sense? Huh? How many of you know that I got a boy? You throwing your life away. Here it is. You have all these opportunities. You can have all these degrees. And you're going where? For what? Doesn't make sense. But again, that peace was there. That joy was there. That direction is there. And so we go the direction of peace. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't think I would be living today. I'm sure I wouldn't be living today if I hadn't followed the peace. Somebody say, thank God for peace. Amen. And so I just want to encourage you this morning over in Colossians chapter 3. This is my last verse this morning. Colossians chapter 3 says this: let the peace of Christ, the inner calm of one who walks daily with him, be the controlling factor in your heart. Let me read this one more time. Let the peace of Christ, the inner calm of the one who walks daily with him, be the controlling factor in your hearts, deciding and settling questions that arise. How many of you know questions are going to arise? To this peace, indeed, you were called as members in one body of believers, and be thankful to God always. Come on, this peace decides and it settles questions.
Yes. Yes.
It decides and it settles questions. When I graduated from the community college back home, I remember going to a job interview, and you know, you're taught in college that you're supposed to dress a certain way when you go to an interview. And when I was getting ready to go, I had what I call a flashy suit. It was like kind of mauve in color. And yeah, you know, it stood out on me just in case, but anyhow. So when I was getting ready for the interview, getting ready to go, I just had this impression on the inside to wear that suit. But my training was to wear more business colors. That was my training. And so thank God for being taught how to be led by the Spirit of God and just follow that that's on the inside. And so, you know, I even started getting dressed with my black suit and all that, and I took it off and I put it on my other suit. It's like, you know, if I'm going, I'm just going to be me and I'm going to do it how I do it.
Yeah,
all right. If they like me, fine. If not, I'll just throw a lawsuit on them. They're prejudiced. Anyhow. No, I'm kind of kidding. But anyway, so I went dressed. I went dressed how I felt impressed in my heart. Huh? That deciding, that settling question. And so I didn't know it, but I was interviewed by a lady. And she was over the department that I was being interviewed by. And when I walked into the interview, she goes, "Well, look at you. Don't you look good today?" And I say, "Thank you very much," you know. And so we started conversating, and I didn't realize she was interviewing me. You know, I thought she was somebody else doing the preliminaries, but she was actually, yeah. And so we sat there and we talked for about 40 minutes about clothes. Okay. All right. So anyway, when we were done talking about clothes, she told me about the job for a few minutes and then how much I get paid. And then she goes, "Do you want the job?" It's like, "Well, yeah, I'll take it." She's like, "Well, you'll start on Monday." All right, second shift. And me and her had a wonderful relationship. She just kept moving me up and moving me up. And she always referred back to that day that I wore that suit. Okay, all right. It doesn't make sense to the natural mind, but that leading, the one on the inside, amen, who helps us make decisions when questions arise, amen, when life throws difficulties at us, we have a leader on the inside of us who will show us the right path, amen. You know, of course, you know, there were people who talk about you don't go to an interview dressed like that. It got me the job, didn't it? Hello? It got me on special projects. Hello? It got me more money. Huh? I was the only black person in my department. Okay, real quiet in the neighborhood this morning. But anyway, amen. Why? Just following the plan. Just following the plan. Following that peace. Following that knowing on the inside. Amen. I believe that God is opening up doors for you all like you have never seen before. Amen. It's not going to take years and years and years to get this done. God is looking for people who will step into the now. One of the things that Brother Hagin would prophesy again and again is about those who would come into the body of Christ and they would quickly be caught up to speed of what's happening in the body. That it wouldn't take years and years to get this done. Amen. But it'd be a quick work on the inside. And I believe that we're living in that time right now. Right now. Amen. And so we're walking in it and we're possessors of what God is doing right now. I'm not talking 50 years from now. Right now. The door is open now. The avenue's open now. You know, the ones who wandered in the wilderness, they passed on. But there was a younger generation that went in now. There were those that were just born that went in now. Joshua and those guys had to wait for a while, but there were young people that were born that went in as they were being born. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can still do it while you got hair. You can still do it while your hair is black or blonde or whatever it is. Amen. You can enter into it now. Glory to God. God will connect you with the right people at the right time, in the right place. Amen. And again, he'll lift you up and put you in places that people say you shouldn't be in. I absolutely love it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. All kind of stories come to my mind this morning. Amen. Anyhow, just being able to fly on a private plane. Huh? And I ain't paid for fuel or nothing. My boss just allowed me to fly on the plane with them, help set up meetings and do different stuff. Hello, this little country boy from Virginia. How you gonna get there? Following the peace of God. Amen. Just following that peace, those doors and those avenues just open up. Amen. How you gonna get that house that you wanted? Remember when I was about to buy a house? Amen. And I couldn't hardly afford the apartment. Hello, that I was living in. Couldn't hardly make that payment every month, you know. Hello, didn't have toilet paper. Hello, that's a real problem. Amen. We won't go into it, but here it is now. Now that peace starts saying it's time to buy a house. And it's like, you know, what about just toilet paper, food? Hello, those are good things to have. Hello, can we just work on these things first and then we talk about a house? Right. Yeah, that would be better for me, you know, more convenient for a brother. Hello. And the Lord kept dealing with me. It's time for you to get a house. Just there's going to be peace at the house. Your peace is in getting a house. And so I went and looked at a friend of mine's house. And when I walked in, it's like, there it is. Whoo, this is God. This is God. And my mind was going tilt, 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 yes. Tilt. Yes. Oh, God. Don't say nothing. Just look and don't say nothing. But anyway, when I was leaving the house, I looked at the guy who owned it. And I said, listen, when I come back from this crusade, I'll have the money for the down payment and I'm buying your house. And he said, okay, we got a deal. And so I got in the car and I was driving off. Huh? How many of you know I had a battle when I was driving off? Hello? What? You ain't got no money. What are you going to do? How you going to pay for this? All I know is that I'm following peace. That's all I know. And I know I can't call nobody back at home and get money. Hello? Real quiet in the sanctuary this morning. Hello? And so here we are on a crusade, amen, and how many of you know I'm looking? Hello. Somebody gonna come up and give me my down payment. Because I ain't got nothing. Hello. And when I get back home, I got to have this down payment for this house. Something got to happen. Something got to happen. Hello. And so I'm looking, you know, and we come near the end of the crusade and nobody's obeyed God. Somebody should obey God. Hello. But just a couple of days before the crusade was over, a pastor comes up to me and introduces himself, and he says, "Listen, I want you to come to my church this weekend. I'm going to have a Holy Ghost meeting." He said, "I'd love for you to come and do music." He said, "I'll fly you from here to the meeting, you know, take care of all your expenses and everything." And it's like, okay, yes, sir, I'll do it. Now, normally in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm tired. We've been gone almost 3 weeks. Hello, I'm tired of dealing with people. I need to go home and, hello, revive, rejuvenate, hello. But the piece was saying, go do the meeting. And so anyway, I went down that weekend and we did the meeting Saturday night. I'm telling you, we had a Holy Ghost blowout. It was, I mean, the fire just fell from the start, and it was wonderful, and we ran, and we danced, and we rolled, and did all the wonderful things that you do when your joy is full. Praise the Lord. We get to Sunday morning, and the fire falls again. Amen. I get up and sing, and the fire falls again, and I go back to my seat, and how many of you know a brother was just worn out? Okay, I'm done. I've been singing for 2 weeks. Come down here and do this. I ain't got nothing else. There's no more gas in the tank. I mean, hello, we didn't use our faith to get this far because the needle's been on empty a long time. Yeah. So anyway, as we go progress in the service, the pastor calls me up and he says, Philip, come back up here. And I think to myself, I have nothing else. I have nothing else. Right now, I'm so tired, I don't even know my name. And he calls me up and he says, the Lord dealt with my wife and I last night to give you the largest offering that you've ever received. Well, how many of you know, he got my attention. all of a sudden, all right, okay, there's Jesus, all right. But again, in my mind, my thinking was small because I've been raised in an environment where you get that fish sandwich, a chicken sandwich and an orange soda, huh? And they tell you, son, the Lord's going to bless you. The Lord's going to use you and send you on down the road. Hello? They ain't give you no gas money or something. So it's not hard for an offering to be large to me. Hello? Huh? Yeah, bigger than the fish sandwich. Yeah. The orange soda. You know, I was hungry when I got there and had to preach through all that, but anyhow, you know, you're just glad to go home with your belly full. So anyhow, when I get up there, they kind of go back and forth. The Lord told us to give you the largest offering, and they're talking, and I'm thinking in my mind, just tell me what it is. What did he say? What did he say? Tell the brother, what did he say? And he said, the Lord told us to give you an offering of $5,000. And I said, $5,000. $5,000. And so I jerked the check out of his hand and I opened it up right there before God and everybody. Because I ain't never seen nothing with my name on it with $5,000 connected to it. How many of you know somewhere I found strength to run? I found the energy to dance. Hello? I found the energy to run and lay hands on people. Because my answer came. And when I got back home, I didn't spend the money on clothes. I put the money where it was designated, to the house. Amen. And so anyway, I moved into the house and the story just goes on from there. But follow the peace of God. Follow the peace of God. It may be an avenue, things that God are opening up for you that are out of the norm, that seem like they're out of your reach. But follow that river. Again, it's not just a trickle that you're in. And it's just not one river that you're following. It's rivers of joy, rivers of peace that you're flowing in. This is rivers. and rivers do a work. Amen. You just have to let the river do its work. You don't do the work of the river. Huh? You let the river do the work, and it'll clean stuff out of the way. It'll open up the avenue. It'll open up the way for you. Amen. Amen. So we just release peace today. Release peace into your life. We release that flow today. That supernatural flow that makes everything, whew, okay. We release that peace today in the name of Jesus that calms the storm. May not be a natural storm, but it calms the storm in our mind. It calms the raging of the past. It makes the past be still and behave. It puts the past in a place where it doesn't have control anymore. We're walking in a newness now. We're walking in a newness now. We release the peace of God in your life today. An abundance of peace. Not just any kind of peace, but peace that God gives. Peace that God gives. Yes, sir. Give me your hand. What is your name? Brian. Brian?
Brennan.
Brennan. Release peace into your life today. Peace at school. Peace at home. Y'all don't do arcades anymore, do you? Amen. But wherever you go, man, the peace of God just flows in your life. The peace of God that opens up avenues, that opens up ways that you never thought possible, that brings back what the enemy stole in abundance. There's some things you have to get comfortable with. Amen. Because the devil says that you lost, you'll never have it again. But God says, there's my peace. Amen. And I'm bringing it to you in abundance. And it'll be better than what it was ever been. Great peace. Great peace. So be at peace about where he's taking you. Be at peace about the avenues that he's opening up. Amen. His peace helps us forget the past. Got the peace. I've got the peace. We release peace into your life today in the name of Jesus. And this peace even works in our bodies. It works in our minds. It works in every situation that is connected to our lives. Hallelujah. We release this peace today. Just like we stir up joy, we release peace. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Peace that calms the storm. Woo! Ha, 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 ha. Such a peace that the enemy might say this is going to be a big storm, but brother, this peace changes it all. Glory to God, and it's yours today. It's yours today. It's yours today. Brother Sam, this peace is yours today. This peace is bringing you into a new level, into a new place, into a new level of thinking, into a new level of believing, into a new level of walking in life, a dimension. Woo! A dimension, man. Woo! My. The enemy will regret that he ever messed with you. Shoo! We release it in your life today. Rivers of peace, flowing. They're not stagnant, they're flowing. It's a flow. I got peace like a river. I got peace like a river. I've got peace.
Bigger than you. Yeah. Glory to God. But they're not too big for God. Hey, glory to God. Why don't you be seated this morning? We're going to